Tolley, the Ford Professional Firefighters president, says he's happy the governor signed a measure into law clearing up a loophole by making it illegal to impersonate a firefighter.
It was something that no one had considered back in the day. There's a lot of language about false impersonation of law enforcement for various reasons. But firefighters were never a big issue till Homeland Security tightened up access to a lot of buildings, and someone figured out that they could get an old fire truck and kind of come up with lights and sirens, and they would get waved right on through the checkpoint.
He says people were either stealing the trucks or buying old ones from auctions. Still, there was no provision in law against using the fire trucks for unlawful purposes.
When people had gained access to property but hadn't done anything wrong yet, there was no punishment because it wasn't illegal to run through the checkpoint getting waved through. So they closed that up, made it punishable, but clearly defined that as for malicious reasons or unlawful reasons.
Tolley says he's also glad the governor did the right thing in approving a plan to reform a troubled local pension program affecting mainly police officers and firefighters.
Obviously, the municipal pension reform bill we've been working on for many years, the key issue there is making sure that those are well-funded and sustainable for the long term. That bill took a lot of work to get it to where it was a couple years ago. It was coupled with another bill that caused it to die.
And Florida Police Benevolent Association's executive director, Matt Puckett, agrees.
So this is a big step. I think it's a big step for the taxpayers. I think it's a great step for cities and police officers who work in those cities.
Puckett also applauds the governor for signing a bill into law making it illegal for law enforcement to write a certain number of speeding tickets. He's also grateful another FPBA priority got signed, providing a public records exemption for body camera recordings done by law enforcement.
Body cameras, They're here to stay. They will become part of the equipment that law enforcement officers wear in the future. And we just think that you have to contemplate the privacy concerns that this footage will pick up in the future. We think it's a good first step, and we'll probably be back next year and probably in the coming years making tweaks to not only that, but to policy and other issues that body cameras will require us to do.
And he says he'll be back next year to revive a bill that died amidst the budget impasse between the House and Senate over health care funding, a measure making sure law enforcement agencies using the body cameras have set guidelines in place. For now, though, Puckett says he's focused on the upcoming special session as lawmakers work out a budget that includes collective bargaining issues and pay raises.
Seems like this year pay raises are probably going to be very difficult to achieve. But there's some other issues that the House and the Senate are looking at that may be some benefits for state employees that we're interested in. And we're going to be at the table, and we're going to be involved in this special session, and we'll see what comes of it.
As for Tolley, he says he, too, will be advocating similar issues on behalf of firefighters across the state.
We're watching some of our state forestry firefighters' salary and watching very closely any legislation that deals with cancer presumption. Become a big hot button all around the state, and possible funding for cancer research, specifically certain types of cancer that are found in firefighters at much higher numbers than an average person.
The special session is scheduled to start Monday afternoon. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.